Can you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
All right, well, Arkansas did not cover the Vegas number, but the Hogs did win over the weekend over Clemson, 74-68, your final. Arkansas struggled a little bit at the free throw line. I was a little disappointed in that. 20 of 31, including only 14 of 22 in the second half, 63%. Not great. 64.5% for the game for a team that's averaging right around 80%. Some good performances, though. Michael Qualls, the athletic freak that he is, coming off the bench, 17 points, 6 rebounds. Very impressive. And then Alandis Harris, a good solid performance, and a block that saved the game for Arkansas. He had 2 of Arkansas's 5 blocks, and it was Rashad Madden out front, got the ball stolen from him, and Harris chased him down and blocked it off the glass to preserve that situation for Arkansas late in the game. He ends up with 8-7 in the game, a couple of blocks, a couple of steals. Really an impressive figure and doing a nice job in the victory over the weekend. Bobby Portis, 13 points, 4 rebounds. He continues to grow. How about 8 assists for Bobby Portis? Is that right? Did I read that right? Nope, only 3. Still good enough to lead the team. Sorry, I can't read these tiny little numbers. I got to blow up this font before I do this next time.
3 is basically half of an 8.
Rashad Madden had a good start to the game as well. 4 of 5 from beyond the arc, got going early on. 14 points total and 4 rebounds, as well as a couple of assists in 24 minutes for him. Arkansas shoots it beyond the arc extremely well. Again, 47.6%, going 10 of 21. Very, very good for Arkansas beyond the arc. If they continue that, they're going to roll some teams. Now, Arkansas is off for a week, well, a week from last Saturday until this coming Saturday before the next game. So,
is this a team that can win a game if they're not shooting well from the outside?
I can't wait to find out, Phil. We're all going to find out together.
You just kind of wonder about that a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know that. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Trying to find the full schedule. I think Arkansas plays, though, next Saturday. Here we go.
Yeah, next Saturday is at Verizon against South Alabama. It's the 21st, actually.
Nope, Arkansas actually has the 12th. Arkansas plays Thursday against Savannah State. I take that back. And then they play the following Thursday against Tennessee Martin. That's the night of Christmas karaoke. And then the South Alabama game is December 21st, so it's actually 2 Saturdays away. That will be at North Little Rock, so that'll be fun.
You're a month away from conference basketball games.
Hard to believe indeed. A couple other notes here as we head into the break. Congratulations to Kevin Rogers. The potential honors continue to roll in.
Yes, so Kevin Rogers. Kevin Rogers is one of the 3 finalists for the Harlan Hill Trophy, which is Division II's version of the Heisman.
I'll guess that that race is a little more interesting than the actual Heisman race.
Probably so. I think Kevin's got a good shot at that. He's got a real national reputation now as far as Division II football goes. And he's only a junior. So, I mean, if he doesn't get it this year, he certainly will be a front runner next year.